Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live on this special Wednesday night edition of She Talk Live, as we call it here from the Doozia studio. Haven't done a show here in a few weeks. It's a not quite as prepared as I would like to be, but that generally is just how things go with me these days. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And Trump evidently, well, let's start with what you're up to. You were talking just a few minutes ago about a festival that's coming up.
Yeah, so it's at Rogers Campground in August, from August 8th to the 14th. It's called the Light and Liberty Fest. Some people are also calling it Woo Fest. So it's a libertarian anarchy-type festival that's more focused on spirituality. I'm going to be teaching yoga classes there. We also have, I know Matt, one of the other co-hosts, is doing a cryptid talk. So that's like Bigfoot, you know, paranormal stuff. We're going to be also doing a CE5 event, which is a group meditation where basically what we're trying to do is call in a UFO. So we're going to, that's been done before. I forget the guy that created the CE5 event. I'll look it up later. But
did it work?
This guy's been doing it for years, and it has worked multiple times. So they were doing it out in the desert, but yeah, we're going to try to do it at Rogers, so it should be a great time, August 8th through the 15th.
Okay, well, that certainly sounds like it'll be an interesting experience. I remember Matt talking about this when we were on the air at Rogers Campground during ForkFest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I'm probably not going to be able to make it because I, you know, have a show to do. Oh, goodness, the mic arm just fell, so that's unexpected. So anyway, Bonnie, you were just talking about how Trump is looking to sue Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube over censorship.
Yes.
Is that right?
I haven't heard anything from him, but I heard that he gave a speech recently. I didn't, like, see it or know where it is, but
yeah, neither have I.
Let me pull up that article really fast. I just had it.
I know I just had it as well, and when I looked again, it was gone. Fox News has evidently posted a bunch of other stuff. They don't seem to care about Trump any longer now that he's not, I don't know, he's supposed to run again in 2024. If you want to just, hold it for a minute. I'll deal with it at the, I'll deal with that at the break. Yeah, that's unexpected. I haven't seen that happen before. I guess that, I also haven't done a show with a dog here before, so she's rambunctious.
She's probably going to fall asleep in like 30 minutes, though, maybe.
Yeah, she usually does.
Okay, so I found it. It's on, this one is from Yahoo News. It says, former President Donald Trump has filed suit against three of the country's biggest tech companies, claiming he and other conservatives have been wrongfully censored. But legal experts say the suits are likely doomed to fail, given pre-existing precedent and legal protections.
I mean, yeah, it's basically a private platform, right? Facebook, YouTube, all of these social media platforms. And if they don't want you on there, then they don't have to allow you to be on there.
Yeah, they kind of have the right to do that if they want to.
Yeah, I don't really want his suits to actually go anywhere and create precedent that you have to allow the U.S. president on your platforms or whatever.
It is scary, I have to admit, how quickly and effectively these big tech giants moved and censored the sitting president of the United States, the most powerful person in the world, got completely shut off the internet for
within weeks. Within weeks. It was quick. So that is kind of freaky that they were able to do that.
But it's all the more reason that people should be decentralizing.
Absolutely.
And moving to platforms that aren't controlled by, you know, these giant tech companies. Things like Odyssey, for example, or the Matrix server, which people can find at chat.lrn.fm. And there's also Mastodon.
chat.freetalklive, right?
They probably both work.
Oh.
But social.freetalklive.com is also a good, it's a good Twitter alternative. We're, of course, streaming to Odyssey now, which means that our videos cannot be censored. You can find that at video.freetalklive.com. I mean, these are all ways that we have to go about circumventing the censorship that we've been hit with. Like the Free Talk Live Radio YouTube channel has two strikes against it for, quote, medical misinformation, and a third will result in the channel being permanently deleted, which loses like 10 years of content.
I just can't believe it took this long.
Well, the COVID nonsense didn't exist prior to like a year ago, right? And they didn't really have a heavy hand until then. But once you started questioning the government-approved narrative about COVID-19, that's when they really ramped up the censorship.
Yeah, it seems like this has all been becoming worse recently within the past couple of years.
Somebody made a really good point in like a tweet that went viral, and it said, so COVID-19 barely mutated at all for a whole year, but then when the vaccines come out, there's a different mutant alphabet letter every week, and it's somehow the unvaccinated people's fault.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I was like,
I wonder if that's real though, or if that's if all of these mutated variants of the virus, if that's real or.
Well, I would imagine it's real. I mean, it's a cold virus, and cold viruses mutate all the time. That's why we've never had a vaccine against the cold. But it would make sense for based on how viruses evolve that once people start vaccinating themselves against the main strains, the lesser known strains would become more prominent because people aren't vaccinated against those.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that, you know, once the vaccination rolls out, all of these strains start evolving and becoming more prominent because they're able to get into hosts and infect them.
And it doesn't seem like any of them are actually causing some big serious deal anyway, so I think you could be right.
No, they're referring to the Delta strain. That's the latest one that we're supposed to be afraid of. And so this is only the fourth strain, whatever. They're referring to it as, you know, a more deadly strain of it, but that doesn't seem to be the case from what I can tell. They're also saying it's more contagious. That also doesn't seem to be the case from what I can tell, but who the hell knows? They described it as being this ultra-contagious virus that, you know, could live on surface for weeks at a time, and then they're like, oh, no, it doesn't live on surfaces for weeks at a time.
Yeah, see, that's what I don't believe, because we're not seeing the influx of patients in the hospital with COVID, so what we're really seeing is people with side effects from the vaccine in the hospital, you know?
Yeah.
People with cardiovascular, people are getting blood clots, pulmonary embolisms. People are getting all sorts of stuff, miscarriages.
Oh, my God.
And that's all side effects from the vaccination. It's not from COVID.
From what I've seen, the side effects from getting the vaccination are significantly worse than the symptoms of the disease itself. And that's just how crazy people are, that in order to protect themselves from this extremely mild disease, they will subject themselves to this vaccination that causes those very same symptoms, only worse.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Just get the disease and be done with it.
I think we all got it here, right? And I got it. I tested positive twice for it. And
I never tested.
I didn't take a test, but based on the loss of smell and taste, yeah. I certainly had it.
Me too.
That was the only real downside to having COVID-19 is that I couldn't smell or taste anything for like 7 weeks.
That's awful.
Yeah, it lasted forever.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
You had it longer than anyone I've ever heard of. I had it for like a week and a half, and it was miserable. I was like, I might as well just eat vegetables.
Well, the average is 4 weeks, apparently, but it can last up to 6 months. So I'm still on the shorter side of things.
I pretty much had no symptoms, but I couldn't smell or taste for about a day. And now it's freaky. Yeah, I remember I was brushing my teeth, and I could feel like the peppermint burning, but I couldn't taste it, and that was just the weirdest sensation I've ever had. So that was the only symptom I got.
Yeah, I will never get over how weird it was to just it's total, right? It's not like your typical, oh, I'm sick, I'm congested, so my sense of smell isn't that great. No, this is just a total lack
of
smell or taste.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to tell my roommate at the time, because I was up here knocking on doors for Young Americans for Liberty, and I was saying, like, seriously, like, I've sprayed perfume on my arm. I don't smell this at all. Like, I'm not saying, like, I kind of smell it less. Like, I don't smell it at all. And she was just like, she sprayed it on herself and was like, I smell it.
Yeah, it's unpleasant. But even then, that was the worst of it, right? And from what I can tell, people who get the vaccine don't experience that, but they do, you know, get chills and a fever and sore throat, runny nose, all of that nonsense, which I didn't get. I was sore for like a day and tired for about a day, but after that, it was just the loss of smell or taste.
I had a cough.
Yeah, I had a little bit of a dry cough and then couldn't smell or taste for one day, and that was it. And I probably wouldn't even have known I had it if I wasn't required to get the test.
Right.
And I actually told my employer that I got the test and which testing site I used, and she told me that they got a lot of false positives from that testing site.
Well, as I understand it, there are a lot of false positives across the board, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they found it in a papaya or some kind of fruit, a goat, all kinds of nonsense.
Ridiculous.
But, you know, the pandemic is officially over, I'm told. So that's good news. I'm looking forward to never, ever talking about it again. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160, if you want to join the discussion. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Bonnie.
And I'm working on eliminating some random issues that just appeared. That mic arm apparently sucks, and luckily I have a replacement here, but it's going to take me more than 4 minutes to get that sorted out. So, Bonnie, you just found an interesting story, something about swingers, right?
Oh, okay. Do you want to move to that one? I can pull that up. Yes.
Well, it's more fun than Trump and his
much more fun. Yeah, and that first sentence basically told us all we need to know. He is suing them, and nobody thinks it's going to work.
It probably won't.
He's suing Facebook and Twitter and I think some other places, maybe YouTube. But this article from The Sun, oh no, I think The Sun is the one that we had with Dogecoin Poppy. Do you remember that?
I don't
remember that.
Me, you, and Angie covered this story, Arya. It was...
Oh, yes, I do remember that.
It was supposedly a lady put a gun up to a guy during sex and said that he had to give her all his... her all his Dogecoin.
Yeah, it's all coming back to me now. I remember that.
But I don't think that was real. But I think The Sun is the same, but we'll find out if this is crazy or not.
I don't think it's The Sun. I think The Sun is just a right-wing website, if I recall correctly.
Okay, this one says it's from UK News. It says, something to moan about. Furious locals complain villages' peace and quiet shattered by screaming and moaning from swingers' festival.
This has to be a troll.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
That's hilarious.
Furious locals complain that their village's peace and quiet was shattered by screaming and moaning. Oh, it just repeats it. 400 swingers took part in a four-day sex fest that included a mobile dungeon and bondage demos. I almost said demons. Bondage
that
demon.
Too.
Okay, it repeats it again. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this is definitely not a real article, unfortunately. It's going to be like that Dogecoin Poppy or whatever it was.
It is amusing, though.
It is.
The happy campers descended on fields near Grantham, Lincolnshire, on Friday to take part in Swing-a-thon, which was almost canceled last week after organizers claimed it was too much hassle. Sounds professional. It's almost canceled a week before.
Well, how hard could it really be to organize a festival for swingers, right?
I have no idea. Says hot tubs, a naked singer, fetish demos, and a Miss and Mr. Swingathon 2021 competition was on offer for kinky guests for a 200 euro ticket. I almost said 200 euro dollar ticket.
Sounds a little bit like Porkfest.
It does.
Does
hot
it?
Tub, I mean, naked people.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival used to have a sex dome way back in the day.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
It was never there for any of the years that I went.
Did Ian go?
It was never there for any years that I went. But as I hear it, there was never anyone in there that you would have wanted to have fun with. So.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But they should take a cue from Forkfest, though. If they don't want to organize it, that's fine. Just don't.
Just don't.
Yeah, just have people show up and everybody will figure it out.
It's pretty straightforward. I'm pretty sure they could figure it out.
It can't be complicated, at the very least, to arrange one of these things, unless you're trying to micromanage it, but why even bother? Just rent out the space and let people have a good time.
Yep. Says couples could also enjoy adult bouncy castles, which I don't know how you make those adult.
Well, I guess
maybe by being naked.
Just by being naked, yeah.
I guess any bouncy castle could be an adult bouncy castle.
If you were naked.
I don't know that you'd have to just put an adult in there, and then by definition,
oh, I see what you mean.
An adult bouncy castle, right?
Oh, okay. I was just thinking adult, so sexual. I don't know why. A mobile dungeon, a wet t-shirt competition, and sleep in a four-person yurt.
Okay.
All said to be
that's
COVID
like a tent,
compliant.
Right?
Yes, there's somebody that we know that lives in a yurt. Every time I mention him, Ian says, oh, the guy that lives in a yurt. And all said.
I didn't know anyone lived in a yurt. But I'm not 100% sure what a yurt is.
It's like a type of, like, it's not a teepee, but it's like something that people would build back in, like, you know, before America days. I'm pretty sure in the United States, or maybe in, like, Asia.
Like, okay.
You can make it out of leaves and stuff, but I don't know if that guy's yurt is made of leaves. Okay, it says, the What's On guide for the adult-only camp planned from Thursday to Sunday... A list other activities such as face painting, burlesque, cigar bars, and a Linkin Park tribute band.
That's a bizarre choice, right?
That is kind of making it sound like a joke again, a joke video.
Well, I'm pretty sure the whole thing is a joke, but it's amusing nonetheless. Just, I mean, the Dogecoin Poppy thing was a joke, too. I mean, we didn't realize it at the time. We suspected it was fake, but...
But it was amusing, though.
It was.
This is kind of creepy. It says, ticket holders were only given the location after booking and can only leave for emergency reasons, according to information provided online.
Well, presumably you could leave, but then they wouldn't let you come back. That would be my guess. Otherwise, it's sort of kidnapping to find, yeah, you can't leave.
Sounds like it.
That's illegal.
But they do, I don't know if this article's a joke or not, but they do really have things like this, the swingers resorts and...
There was a club in Memphis, Tennessee that was notorious for that. I mean, it was a swingers club, essentially. And you had to sign a release form and all sorts of stuff before you could even enter.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, these things certainly exist. Yeah.
I'm always hearing stories about hotels being rented out for conventions.
They call it.
There we go. It says, according to the Swingathon website, there was also a BDSM demo, a sweet bar, outdoor cinema, and clay pigeon shooting. That's so random. What the heck?
That is. It's like, okay, we have all of this stuff that's related to swinging. Oh, but we're also shooting clay pigeons.
Yeah, that's really weird.
That's bizarre.
See, that is too much hassle to organize. Just have it rooms where people can have sex with other people's wives.
Are furry Easy. Swingers?
No, I was just saying, if furries can have
They seem like they would be.
They probably are. Swinging doesn't even seem like that much of a fetish to me. It just seems like, I don't know, people that have sex while they're married. I know people like that.
Yeah, like people like poly. A lot of people are poly.
Yeah.
But it seems a little bit different than that.
Well, I
don't really know.
Swinging is just about the sex versus poly, which is about the relationship.
More like relationship, yeah.
So, I mean, I would characterize myself as poly, but I'm not a swinger, and I wouldn't want to be. I mean, it's not the life I want to live. Is there more of this?
There is, and it's just talking about what happened there. Nothing crazy happened.
It sounds
happened.
Like nothing actually yeah. happened there, but, you know, they are trying to emulate the Babylon Bee or the Onion or something, so they're just making stuff up, which is fine.
It does say that everyone was asked to take a test.
Okay, what, like a STI test?
It doesn't even say, it just says a test.
Well, hopefully it was an STI test, and I mean, obviously none of this actually happened, in all likelihood, at least not here. It probably happened somewhere in the world over the weekend. Is that what they're alleging here, that this happened on the 4th of July weekend, and it made people upset because suddenly there were people there?
It must have been the 4th of July weekend, because this was written on July 6th, and I guess the thing that it never got into was the furious locals complaining about their peace and quiet being shattered by screaming and moaning.
I want to know more about the locals.
Never brought that up again, I just kind of... scroll through it.
Well, the locals were probably going to have their good time interrupted by fireworks and stuff like that anyway, given that it's the 4th of July weekend. I mean, even here in Keene, where you have to have a permit, I think, to shoot fireworks, people were blasting them off left and right.
Yeah, Coconut was so annoyed this first day, and the second day was fine, because there was, like, a bunch of people over.
Rhea handled it really well. I was at the bar with her, and she never flinched any nail. But, of course, you know, the first day that she knew me, she was basically at a festival, so she used to loud noises. More coming up here. This is...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Elsa is moving into southern Georgia and bringing heavy rain with it. The system could also bring tornadoes to different regions of the southeast through tonight. The storm made landfall earlier today in Florida. An officer is dead after being shot at an Indiana federal building. Authorities saying it happened at a facility in Terre Haute, which is about 75 miles west of Indianapolis. President Biden back at the White House after spending some time in Illinois. The president saying America is back and now is the time to invest in critical human infrastructure.
Truly build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out. To truly deal everybody in this time, we need to invest in our people.
Even though a bipartisan group of Congress is working out an agreement, Biden is pushing a separate partisan measure to pass in tandem. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former President Trump is suing Facebook, Twitter, and Google over his account suspensions.
We're asking the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida to order an immediate halt to social media companies' illegal, shameful censorship of the American people.
Speaking in New Jersey, Trump saying big tech has become enforcers of unconstitutional censorship. A Florida man allegedly ambushed an officer outside of police headquarters.
A Florida man is facing several charges, including attempted premeditated murder, confronting an officer outside the Hollywood, Florida police station last Friday. After following him into the lobby, the suspect, 43-year-old Sean Brennan, violently fought the officer to gain control of his gun. Other officers helped subdue Mr. Brennan. Ambush attacks on law enforcement officers nationwide are up 91% year-to-date. That's according to police statistics. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, 603-283-6160. You're welcome to join in the discussion, talk about whatever is on your mind. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Bonnie.
And we were just talking about this bizarre article from The Sun, but it seems to be fake. It was very weird and very peculiar, and the actual topic of the article didn't actually have anything to do with what they called
title.
The article.
Yeah.
But that's pretty standard for clickbait, and I mean that's essentially what this was clickbait. But you also mentioned California during the break and some attempt to hold gun manufacturers legally liable, meaning they can be sued over
gun owners. So it says California City, which is San Jose, to make gun owners carry liability insurance, pay gun violence fee.
Okay, so their plan to deal with gun violence is to make peaceful people pay more money.
Yes.
Essentially. Who wrote this article? I mean, what journal is it on?
The Washington Times.
Okay. Well, let's get into it. Well, actually, before we do that, let's go to the phones. We've got Jessica calling from Missouri, I believe. Jessica, you're on Free Talk Live.
I wanted to tell you about the protocols for getting the COVID shot that I found out when I was at the Walgreens earlier today. It's like,
okay.
You go in there and you give them your ID and your medical card, because I guess it's covered under your medical card. And then you you have to fill out about 5 pages of forms. And,
oh, my God.
And yeah, it's like, and I didn't even get to the forms. It was such a hassle. And then after you get the shot, I had to wait like a half hour just to get the shot because there were people ahead of me. And after you get the shot, you had to stay in the pharmacy within view of the pharmacist for another 25 minutes while they watch you, I guess, to make sure you don't keel over and die. I don't know. It's
yeah,
stupid.
That's pretty standard.
It's to make sure people don't have, you know, adverse reactions, right?
Yeah, it's not standard for regular vaccines, but for the COVID shot, I think they're doing that everywhere where you have to stay for 15 to 30 minutes afterwards.
Yeah, well,
so did you?
I thought it was a
so you got the shot. Was this your? Was this your first or your second COVID vaccine?
It was going to be my first, but I decided against it because, you know, I had a cab driver out there waiting for me, and they're running the meter, and it's like, yeah, I could afford it, but I figured, this is just too much hassle. Besides, I don't trust the vaccine anyway, so I figured I'd just skip it. But
so if you don't trust it, then why were you going to get it?
I'm not going to get it.
But you were considering getting it, correct?
Yeah, I was considering getting it. I thought, well, you know, Biden's running his mouth about how, you know, he's going to go have the Federales come knocking on everybody's door with a needle and say, okay, maybe I should just go get this stinking thing and then I'll have to worry about it. But I'm thinking, you know, I don't think so.
Yeah, I've seen rumors about, you know, Joe Biden having agents of the federal government going door to door. I've got an article about that I want to get into tonight because I haven't actually looked into it. But are they actually planning to do this? Are they actually planning to have agents of the federal government going door to door asking people to get vaccinated?
I think so.
I haven't read
exactly what it is, but I keep seeing like pictures of that redheaded lady that's one of his like press people.
Yeah,
do you know who I'm talking
about? Press secretary. I have no idea who you're talking about.
Yeah, she's a redheaded lady. I have no idea what her name is, but I keep seeing pictures of her, and it says like a quote of her saying, "We're gonna have people going door to door to help people who you know in the less vaccinated areas of the country."
But are they forcing people to get it or just offering it?
I think they're just, like, basically advertising it.
Jessica, thank you so much for the call tonight. Well, let's get into the article I have about Joe Biden going door-to-door, if I can find it. I've only got a million tabs open. So the White House is defending their door-to-door vaccination push amid backlash. There's understandable, you know, backlash. I don't want the federal government knocking on my door for any reasons, much
Absolutely
less
not.
To ask me to inject something into my body. They can get the hell out. Thank you.
Well, they do. They go door to door and ask you if you've taken the census and then start asking you questions without, you know.
Well, they do that, but I never answered the door.
I accidentally answered the door because this lady was so short. I was looking out the hole. What is that thing called? I don't know.
The peephole.
And I was like, oh, it must be a package. I open the door, and there's, like, a really super short lady there, and I had to just, like really nicely tell her I didn't want to talk to her. Wait, no, I did talk to her. Sorry, I did talk to her, but I really didn't want to, and I told her I wouldn't answer things about my husband.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And I accidentally closed the article that I was just looking at.
It's kind of messed up because, like, they can ask you, like, can I ask you some questions about yourself? But it shouldn't be okay for them to say, can I ask you questions about somebody who lives here who isn't here physically?
Well, it's a complete invasion of privacy, the whole thing.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah.
Let me pull up a new one.
No, I've got an article here. So the White House Wednesday sought to clarify its new door-to-door coronavirus vaccine push amid fresh criticism from the right that the home visit approach is government overreach. Well, I don't know if it's necessarily government overreach because they're not mandating anything. They're just going door-to-door, but at the same time, they're not allowed on my property without a warrant. And coming up to my door and knocking is trespassing.
How do they have, like, records of everybody who's been vaccinated and who hasn't?
I imagine they don't in a lot of states. I know New Hampshire isn't keeping a record, if I recall correctly, but a lot of states, like Massachusetts, probably are. They probably do have some statewide database of people who have been vaccinated.
Creepy.
Scary, though, that is. So White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, I guess, stressed Wednesday that no one from the federal government will be showing up at America's doors mandating coronavirus vaccinations. No, they're not mandating it. They're just gently persuading that you get the vaccine.
Yeah, it's kind of sad that the lady who just called said that that was the thing that convinced her to maybe go consider it, even if she eventually considered against it. It shouldn't be like, that's like a threat.
People should have complete autonomy over their own bodies. The government shouldn't be making decisions for you or trying to convince you to get an experimental vaccine. This thing has not been tested enough.
No, I mean, the test is ongoing right now on the American public.
Yeah, this is the test.
And I certainly have no desire to get it. But again, that's because I've had COVID-19 and it just really wasn't that big a deal. Rather, the personal visits President Biden announced Tuesday are designed to share information on vaccinations as the White House aims to still reach its 4th of July goal of having 70% of the adult population jabbed. That is a lot of people getting this vaccine. What we're trying to do here at the federal government is protect the American people and save lives, Psaki told CNN's New Day on Wednesday. The door-to-door push is designed to inform people in less vaccinated pockets of the country about where to get the shot and address their concerns. So they're not actually going door-to-door with the shot. They're just going door-to-door to tell you where you can get the shot. That does make me feel a little better knowing that a government agent isn't showing up at people's door with a needle going, hey, let me jab you with this. Let's see what happens.
It's so funny because Ian's really not that worried about it. He's not going to get the shot, but he's not, like, you know, scared of it or something. But he had a dream, like, a few weeks ago that, like, somebody was coming up to him with a needle and, like, backing him into a wall and, like, was going to stab him with this needle. And then last night, he had a dream that he was, like, in a house that he didn't really know, and Jazzy, his dog that's now dead, was there, but this was a dream. And somebody was, like, pointing a needle and backing her into a wall, like, threatening her with the needle. I was like, oh, my God, why are you having such creepy vaccine dreams?
That is weird. So they're trying to spread information. It's up to every individual to decide whether they're going to get vaccinated, she continued. Amid the administration's ongoing concerns of a surge of the more contagious Delta variant of the virus, Biden pitched his plan to boost the vaccinated population during remarks he made on Tuesday. Now we need to go community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors. How good is this vaccine? How necessary is it if they have to go door to door asking people to get it? What are your thoughts? Are we out of line or is the Biden administration out of line? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is 603-283-6160. You can join the discussion, talk about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. Now, we're talking about the Biden administration here, the White House, and the Biden administration's plan to send federal government employees door-to-door asking you if you want to get the vaccine and instructing you, you know, just in case you live in an area where there's no internet access whatsoever for you to look online. Where can I get the vaccine? They're going to come and tell you. Are there any such places really in the United States where someone can't just look it up? Because I'm from Mississippi, rural Mississippi at that. And we still had Facebook and Google and stuff there.
And we all know Facebook and Google are pimping it.
They really are, man. Any post about COVID-19 whatsoever has that little thing on the bottom of it on Facebook saying, hey, here's some vaccine information. Hey, I don't care, Facebook.
Even the pop-ups on the top, on Instagram, too, doing the same thing.
I am grateful for Facebook's extremism thing because it caused all the libertarians on Facebook to change their profile border to, you know, promoting extremist content or whatever. Which meant they finally got rid of the one that said, I don't care whether or not you're vaccinated. Well, you cared enough to make that your profile pic.
Yeah.
So you clearly care some.
I don't have a Facebook, so that's the first I've heard of that, and that sounds really annoying.
I do have a Facebook because that's where my largest reach is, and I use Facebook Messenger to keep in touch with several people. So when I was asked, you know, you can have one of these social media sites. Oh, God, it's raining, and my top is down
on
my convertible, and I can't deal with it until the break.
Do you want us to just keep talking while you go outside?
No, it'll be fine.
It'll
be
okay. It didn't even seem like it was going to rain when we came in. It was sprinkling. I didn't even think about your car, though.
It did seem earlier today like it was going to rain. I mean, it'll be sunny tomorrow, and with the top down, it'll dry out in an hour. But, man, it's really coming down out there, and I'm just sitting here thinking about my convertible just getting soaked.
Yeah,
it does suck.
I had to go next door and get my phone, so I wasn't even really thinking. I was just like, oh, I don't want to be late.
So obviously people are pushing back against this. How about don't knock on my door? You're not my parents. You're the government. Make the vaccine available and let people be free to choose. Why is that concept so hard for the left? Now, I don't even know that the government made it available, and I saw this earlier today. I asked the question on Facebook a day or two ago about anything good that the government had ever actually done. And one person said, well, they made this, they rolled out this vaccine faster than any other vaccine in human history, whatever. Okay, but did the government really do that? Or did Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson do that?
And is that necessarily a good thing that they didn't really test it? I mean, there's long-term side effects of any medication and any vaccination that you take. So in a lot of trials for medications and vaccinations go on for 10, 20 years before that medication or whatever is actually rolled out. So was that a good thing?
Even controversial GOP Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, good God, did they have to introduce her that way? Made another Nazi comparison. I really wish people would stop making Nazi comparisons. Compare in opposing Biden's vaccine push, saying Biden pushing a vaccine that is not FDA approved shows COVID is a political tool used to control people. People have a choice. They don't need your medical brown shirts showing up at their door, ordering vaccinations. You can't force people to be part of the human experiment.
You know, this just shows how many people in the United States really enjoy being told what to do. And there's an article that was in our Telegram chat that I thought about reading, and it says the United States, like a poll shows that more people are happy now. Because after the pandemic and after the, you know, restrictions and everything, it seems like they got restricted and then the government gave them their restriction or their freedom back. And now they're like, oh, I'm so happy now. I'm so happy to have my freedom back that the government took away last year.
Nobody can give you freedom except for yourself. And
Malcolm
once people realize that, then they'll truly be happy.
Yes.
Yeah, but see, it is relative, right? Like, when I was in jail, I had no freedom whatsoever, and it sucked. And then I came out, I was like, oh my God, I'm free again. And I was significantly happier after being out of jail than I was in jail. So it makes this, it's depressing that people are looking at it that way, but at the same time, yes, I'm happier now than I was in jail. And people are happier now when they're not dealing with the lockdowns and the antisocial masking and all of that.
But are they happier now than they were in, like, 2019? Because that is crazy. I mean,
probably not, but they can't think that far back because they're stupid, because they're
processed foods.
Well, and you know how people always say you can't experience true happiness without experiencing sadness? It's kind of the same thing. You know, you can't experience that
feeling.
I need
you to move closer to the mic.
You can't experience that freedom, that feeling of freedom without having it taken away for most people, I guess.
So Psaki cited positive outreach in states like Florida, Mississippi, and other pockets of the country with lower vaccination rates. She said local officials are just providing information on where people can get access to a vaccine, how it's free. Who is paying for it if it's free? I mean, these vaccines have to be expensive, right?
I think the states are paying for them to be brought into their states, which means you're paying for them.
She said local officials are just providing information, and they can take time off from work to get the shot. Well, a lot of these, I mean, if these places are poor, as they're saying, then they can't afford that time off, but not that they care. She defended the personal outreach and said the White House will continue that approach. We're going to continue to deploy the tactics that we've seen effective over the last few months. Now, I can't imagine it's going over very well in the state of Mississippi for the federal government to be sending, for Biden administration representatives to be going door to door. Hey, have you gotten the vaccine? Slam. Maybe it's successful in some communities, but by and large, that's not going to help in Mississippi. And again, being from Mississippi, these people do have internet access, right? It's not like they're living out in the woods in cabins and, you know, living like an Amish person or whatever. They do have internet. If they want the vaccine, they can go online and Google it.
Yeah, we're just paying these government officials a per diem and a lunch to go out knocking in neighborhoods. That's all we're doing.
Yeah, and of course they're going to continue doing it because that's what they do. And it's appalling that people are even considering this. I don't know what side effects the vaccine has in the long run. I've seen the side effects in the short term, and they're basically just, you have COVID-19 for several days, and it sucks, and it's significantly worse than what you probably would have gotten if you had COVID-19, and then you're back to normal, supposedly immune to it, but not necessarily immune to the Delta strain. It's unclear. The Johnson & Johnson, for whatever it's worth, seems to protect against the Delta strain, but the other two don't. So what use is your vaccine if it's not helping in the first place, and a new strain, just like the common cold, will evolve and you're susceptible to it.
Yeah, and a lot of people get the vaccine and then test positive for COVID like a couple months later. So
0 points that.
I mean, people who have been getting vaccinated are dying. I have an article somewhere about this, but there's still a possibility of dying from COVID-19. Presumably, some of these people wouldn't have died if they hadn't had the vaccine. I don't know, but that's just an accurate. It's 18 vaccinations prevented people from. But, I mean,
hey, not sure what has happened there to our feed from the remote studio. Maybe they will be joining us back here in a moment. It is raining here in Keene, and so possibly they got themselves disconnected, and that's what that little ding-dong noise, I think, actually means. So I imagine I will be filling in here for a short period of time until we can get the remote folks back online with us. I can give you the phone number. It's 603-283-6160. Everything's still working fine here at the main Free Talk Live studios. It's 603-283-6160. That's how you can join me here in the studio tonight. You know, I don't even know what's in the news today, but there's Aria. There she is.
Okay, so we're able to successfully reconnect.
Yeah,
whatever that's worth.
You're still on the air.
Okay, we weren't for a second. It disconnected on this end, and then
yes, I know you weren't. That's why I was talking on the microphone.
Yeah, I didn't hear you until like the first thing you.
That's because you were disconnected.
You said talk to Aria. Oh, I see.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Very weird. But we're connected again now. So,
all right. I'll pull up some show prep here just in case it happens again.
Okay, that's probably a good idea. That was bizarre because the internet stayed functioning on my end. It stayed functioning on your end, but Mumble just disconnected and then wouldn't let me reconnect.
Weird.
I have no idea why. And then it successfully reconnected on its own, so whatever. Just
we're back.
Weird tech issues.
Get out of here. It's She Talk Live.
He's welcome to stay, I guess.
No boys allowed.
Yeah, that was weird. It's a weird day, man. And
so annoying.
I got to go deal with my car now because it's out there getting soaked. I don't even want to go out there because it's raining so hard, but it's going to be a good time. More coming up here from Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join, even if you are a male. Disregarding what Bonnie says, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.